Where does that come from, though? Where does it come from that men cannot be affectionate or show emotion?
It's old school.
Yeah.
It's just an old school mentality.
But from what?
It's because...
Like, what you know, caused that to be
emotion,
the case?
My thought process is because we have already... It's already been stated that women are more emotional. You tie emotion with women.
Right.
That way... Just back in the day, I ain't saying it now, but in old days, you know, you show any sign that is very woman-like, then as a man, you are less. You are like a woman, which
you're feminine.
Then, yeah, and it was always like men number one, women number two. Like equal, we both together, and it's just like, no, you behind me. So if a son or anything like show kind of that, you like, nah, man, you're going to be too soft. You got to toughen up.
And I think it might stem from slavery, too.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that too.
Because you got to think about it like this. You had a child, right? You don't know if your child's going to be with you or go to a different family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For sometimes it becomes an attachment issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't want to attach yourself to this child if you're going to be. They're going to be sold off.
Right.
Why get attached? Why allow yourself to love them if they're not going to
be
here the
with
next
you?
Day?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. It really comes. It boils down to that, too.
And teaching that child, too, because they might be removed from you and they might experience some crazy hardships and atrocities to kind of build up this shell. Don't show what you're feeling because that's a sign of weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And it lets the people who are abusing you or pressing you. They know that they're in power. They know that they're winning. They're breaking you if you show emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't show anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's been that way for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's starting to come around more. But I guess that's probably why. But then, of course, you have a lot of the feminine men now. And
you know what? Let's just keep
heels. I can't.
Let's keep the tape rolling and let's talk about it because we all have sons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'm gonna go and throw some celebrity. We're gonna chop and screw this podcast like.
Now you can split it or whatever. I told you he was gonna press play and keep rolling.
Keep going. I'm good. Let's
yeah,
go.
I find it very interesting. The show. Do you guys watch? I know you watch. House of Lies with Don Cheadle.
I have not watched it yet.
Okay. This is the first time I think that we have a show with a young black male character who is questioning his sexuality. I don't recall there being another television with a boy
actual,
this young.
No, not an actual television. You got reality stuff, but like an actual like television
yeah,
show.
Yeah, drama.
Right.
So
no.
this show has a character who's roughly 13, 14.
Okay.
And from the beginning of the show, and he was even younger then, maybe 12, he's always been kind of gender fluid, just kind of a feminine boy.
Okay.
We understand that he's from a mixed race marriage. His father raises him, although he does spend time with his mother. She's crazy. For real crazy. Batshit crazy. Cat shit crazy. And, both of his parents are extremely rich, so he's not at all lacking exposure. He has, you know, access to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in this season, they finally put him in a relationship. Now the relationship is with the girl, but she's a stud. Nah, fuck that. She's butch. Bald, like no hair. Sinead O'Connor length hair. She's balling.
Is it that short?
I feel like her hair is that short. Am I tripping? Am I
remember? She's bald, but I think she it's
it's show.
It's low.
It's a Mia Farrow cut. If it's it's show. It's a pixie.
Yeah.
It's short.
She doing this.
Oh, and it's good.
And she's rolling. And so and they had an interaction where they have their first kiss, and she says to him, "You know, you're so pretty, right?" And he's like, "Thank you." And she's like, "Now's the time you say something nice to me." And he's like, "You're fucking awesome." And as the alpha in the situation, she, you know, grabs him by the back of the neck and they had a little first kiss. But it's interesting having that situation. And Don Cheadle said a couple of times, I went to go see him do, he did a talk at LACMA. He said, people have come up to him regarding that. He said one time it was in Vegas, they were recording the show in Vegas, and it was a woman who was cleaning in the floors. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. She came to him and she said, "You're on that show with that gay child." And he said, "Yeah." And she said, well, what you going to do about that? And he was like, meaning what? And she was like, well, how are you going to deal with it? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, we haven't yet figured out on the show how we're going to deal with it. But if it were my child, you know, I would just love him. You know, I wouldn't know anything else to do but love him. And she was like, oh, okay. She was like, that's how I feel because I have a daughter who's gay. And, you know, the other members of the family say crazy stuff about my child, but she's my child and I love her. And I just wanted to know how you would deal with it, you know? And so I say that to say, like, how would we all deal if any of our boys first of all, made the announcement that they were no longer, that they were interested in boys, not girls, and started to have a proclivity for the more feminine way of style. Like, I want a purse, mom. I want to wear your eye, your mascara.
I would say this. Okay, go ahead. I would say, does his son come out to him and say, like, hey, I am...
His son says, the son's name is Roscoe, and he just says, I'm Roscoe.
Right.
But, I mean, but he has his days.
Kind of like where he's...
Yeah, the boy wears eyeliner and the whole nine.
Necklaces and all that.
But then he also plays basketball.
Yeah, he still wants to do guy stuff, but, you know, it's just, you don't know if it's a phase or if he's just,
no,
he's gay and he's just not like, all right, I'm gay and that's just what it is.
Right.
It'd be tough. I came front. It would be, I'll say this, at the end of the day, I love my son. That initial moment would take me a minute, and I'd probably be honest with my son. If you can, I'm like, look, this is a little shock to me. Let me sit on it for a second. Kind of like, look, I would. I'd be like, this is new. I don't really know how I'm feeling. I know you're going through some things. I am going to adjust. But I would be like, look, you my son. I'm going to roll with you. Just give me a second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fuck all that. I'm going to go ahead and... I'm crushed. I'm honest. I'm crushed. As a father, as a daddy, I'm crushed. But guess what? Son, like you said, I'm going to have to sit for a long time on this.
Right.
Just the fact, I don't want to get graphic with it, but some dude turning my son out is just beyond what I want to think about. But guess what? Hey, man, daddy still loves you. And there it is.
Right.
That's all I can tell my son. Look, I love you, dude. I love you. I swear I do. Mm-hmm. But you have to know that this is crazy for me right now.
Right.
It's going to be a whole lot of drinking.
You know, a lot of, is it my fault? What did I do? Mm-hmm. All of that.
Is it something that I said? Right. Did I hug you too much? You know, you got to, it's in a range of emotions mm-hmm. for a father.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that's still my kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I think back to my own father. He actually has missed out on holiday events and meals because he doesn't like being one of my gay friends. He won't come to the house. Mm-hmm. I think that's crazy. You know, I was raised with that mentality, you know, homophobia, you know, and I'm not going to dig deep into that. But, you know, you have to really, to me, you have to really hate somebody mm-hmm. to just not want to be like around a particular group. Like, okay, this person is gay, so what? But what has he done to you?
Right
What has he done? He's gay, so what? He likes to suck a little dick. That's his business.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's right. That's his bedroom.
Right.
But as long as they treat you with respect, I'm good. Mm-hmm. And my son's the same way. As long as you have respect for yourself, mm-hmm. there's nothing that you can't tell me. You know, I may not want to hear about it because, you know, as fathers, we were like, oh, yeah, you got, okay, you know what I mean?
Right, because like, you be hoping you like, oh, you like girls. Yes. Because you know that moment where it's like, I kissed a girl the first, or something where you're like, mm-hmm. hey.
What are you doing?
Right. I don't know about that. And like,
but then, but behind closed doors, I am pumping my fist so hard.
Like, yes. And see, I think from a mother's perspective, my perspective is very different, I think, from both of you all. I love my son so much, I don't care. I'd be more concerned just about his safety. Mm-hmm. But I feel like for me as a mother of a black boy, mm-hmm. I'm scared for his safety period. Oh, it doesn't matter if he's heterosexual or homosexual. And I love that little boy so much. I just want him to be happy and comfortable in his own skin. Mm-hmm. And confident in his own skin. And what I'm trying to learn to do, and I think this is because I was raised an only child, and right now he's an only child, so I'm trying to be real mindful of my own experience, is realize that he is from me, but he's his own person. Mm-hmm. He does not technically belong to me in that regard. He's going to be making decisions that impact his life for himself. And I cannot construct in my mind the world I wish him to be a part of, because he's going to do that for himself. Mm-hmm. As an only child, I experienced what it's like to have your parents' expectation on you. And that is in no way to negate my experience. I had a wonderful childhood. But any decisions that I made that were different from my parental expectation was a disappointment to them. And I don't want to experience that disappointment for myself if I can help it. So as long as he's taking care of himself and he is healthy and he's not being an idiot and he's not out there doing ignorant shit and perpetuating any stereotypes or hurting other people, I'm all right. Yeah. I'm all right.
Yeah, as long as he's trying to, you know, contribute something positive to the world.
Right.
I'm mm-hmm. all good. Like, yeah. As long as you ain't trying to sell no drugs or doing some stupid illegal crap where you can get into the system.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you doing something that you think that you enjoy and that's going to better yourself and other people. I'm like, hey, man.
Yeah, stay on this side of righteousness. Right. Try you it, on man. This side of righteousness?
You good.
Then we're good.
You're good.
Yeah, the moment we start talking bail money, son, you done lost mama's ear. I ain't spending no money on that. No. We ain't building the empire to Mm-mm. bail you out of jail.
That's what my dad told me. He said, I ain't got your bail money.
Uh-uh. That's not my here.
Dad, I'm the same person.
Not putting my house up. And I love you.
I'm not. Oh, no. Oh, no. You have to rot for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'd want to take you out, but I'm like, man, nah. Like, there's consequences to what you do. Mm-hmm.
I teach my son consequences and repercussions.
Yes.
That's what I teach him.
Yes.
So I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
So what about this? And Chanel and I have actually had this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The whole cross-dressing transgender high school kids nowadays.
Yeah.
The young lady that won prom queen. Mm-hmm. And then there's a young transgender male,
mm-hmm.
female to male,
mm-hmm.
back in, I want to say, somewhere back south.
Mm-hmm.
He's running for prom king.
Mm-hmm.
What are your guys' thoughts on that?
You know, I have a personal story with this.
Go ahead.
My best friend in college, like I mentioned, Sri Lankan woman at that time. She has since come out to all of us that she is transgender and has, you know, had some alterations to her body and would like us, as far as communication, to switch up our pronouns and all of that. And the thing is, when we were in college, she was somebody who was unequivocally female, but how can I say this? Sexually free. I'd be like, girl, you wild. Like, you just do a little bit of everything. But like artistic, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Poetess and, you know, drummer, all kinds of stuff that was cool. But like sexually, I was like, you on another level. I'm not there. But I'm not mad at you. It's college. Mm-hmm. If there's any time you're gonna get it
explore.
In, this would be the time to do it. But totally came out transgender, and when she did, I mourned. I cried.
Why?
Because that was not the person who I knew. The moment, because I'll never forget, Eli was born, and she came to visit us at the hospital, and then she came by the house after he was born. He was a few months, and I said, this is your auntie, and she said, uncle, and she switched it up, and I said, okay, but we hadn't had the conversation yet. And so then we had the conversation and I cried because that was my home girl.
Yeah.
Not my homeboy. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, it's going to take me a long time. Like, I more than likely will just call you by your name. Because when I see you, I don't see a he. I don't see a boy. I see a girl. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But we were in our formative years together. And we were two girls.
That's it.
You know? And so... transgenderism is something that I think is just difficult for most people to understand. I think we can understand homosexuality easier because sex is sex. Mm-hmm. And given certain amount of circumstances and situations, people can understand sexual fluidity a little bit easier. You know what I'm saying? But I think the idea that you feel like you're born in the wrong body is just something that is not as familiar and is difficult to understand.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And so I would say this about my homegirl, now homeboy, I guess. She always had, like I said, she was sexually adventurous. So if that were a sign, that was one. She had a bit of tomboyishness. So I guess that would have been another sign. And according to her, she was a serious tomboy as a kid. Like the kid, the little girl who just liked to play in the dirt and wasn't interested in dolls and that kind of stuff. So I would believe that children who are dealing with that sort of identification questioning would exhibit some signs early on.
Mm-hmm.
And that it would not be as much of a surprise to a parent. If you have...
If you're paying attention.
If you're paying attention. If you have a rough and tumble little boy that all of a sudden just one day like, I want to wear a dress.
That's the step out of the closet.
Right. That
fuck a sign.
Right. That's a hell of an indication. You know what I mean? And I think we have to... I think as parents, what we do have to pay attention to is what is influencing our children. Because I do think that influence is a big deal. If a child finds themselves admiring somebody outside of the family unit, outside of the household, somebody at school, and that person has some behaviors or practices that are different than what you're doing at home,
mm-hmm.
you know, you want to be mindful of that. Like I told Chris, I know Eli's going to be heavily in sports, but he doesn't need any mentoring from not near coach or anybody else because he has
nobody's house.
No, never, because mm-hmm. he has enough of that at home. So we're not missing anything in that regard. Mm-hmm. But to me, the cross-dressing, and I'm going to wrap this up so y'all can have a mic back. It would just scare me.
Yeah.
It would just scare me because it's not so much that it's not my response to my child. It's how the world is going to respond to my child.
Yes.
And so that would be my fear is that, baby, you're going to put yourself in danger in this regard.
It's another level of danger,
right.
Mm-hmm. So, the way I see it.
Right. You need to be confident that this is the choice that you want to make for you because mm-hmm. this is going to be a fight all day, every day.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll say the influence is the scary part. And I'm glad, I guess, I don't have to make all those decisions. But it is scary with the government now. Like, how do you respect these people's choices without it coming out like, okay, in the next 10, 20 years, this is going to be common where children are going to see this and then like, are they just going to adopt it just because?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's a lot of the fear that's going on. It's, I guess because it is becoming more common. I mean, I'm almost like, all right, if he want to run for prom queen, then let him run. And if you don't like it, don't vote for him.
There it is.
That's my thing. Like, oh, he's going to run. I'm like, okay. I mean, maybe when we were in high school, we'd be like, nah, you ain't. Like, you're a girl. Why are you running for prom king? That's just not going to happen. I know you like to dress like a guy, but that ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I can see it, and you're going to be more accepting of it. But, you know, as far as those kids who go to the school, I wouldn't hate on a person. I'd just be like, nah.
It's not for me.
Right. I'm just not going to vote for you. I'm like, it ain't no. Or the people might be like, you know what? I think that's cool. I'm a vote for him or her and see what happens. And I'm like, all right, because I mean, if you win, it's like, what? I'm just dancing with you. We not going together.
So let me say it like this. And we actually did a show about this. Me personally, like I've had that talk with Chanel, and it's crazy for me because my oldest son is going to be like 6'4", 6'5". Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's going to be a big kid.
Right.
So for me, it's going to be kind of crazy seeing him if he were to make that choice in skirts and stuff like that. Yeah. Like this big old man of a child just running around in feminine attire.
Yeah, that's
it does bother me, the thought of it.
Oh no, it wouldn't be too for my son.
Yeah, but can I accept it? I accept my son. I accept my right. child for who he is. Do I have to agree with it? No.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you have to acknowledge where you're at as a man, as a parent. Mm-hmm. You can be against something and still say, hey, I still respect who you are. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think sometimes the translation is lost.
Right.
People are just like, oh, well, if you don't agree with me, you're against me. No, not necessarily. You know, I just don't agree with you. I'm not against you. I just don't agree. Right. There it is. And so, you know, my son, you know, transgender, cross-dressing, it's rough.
I'm scared of that. You hope, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, would it be fucked up for me to say, like, I hope my son turns out straight? I mean, shit.
I hope my son turns out straight.
You know,
110%. Right, I don't give a damn. All the gay people that hear the village and hear black is, I don't give right. a good hell. No.
And if I have a daughter,
there's nothing
like,
wrong with that.
If I have a daughter, that's my hope. And like, if you know, like, I hope you have hopes for your kids doing certain jobs and doing certain things. And if they don't, then they don't. I'm like, I don't have no control over it. Nope. I don't feel that way. I don't have no control over it. But I just hope that he becomes a he's straight, and then we can talk about women and all of that.
Chop it up,
right?
Have a cold one.
Weird if you just like, oh, I can't have this conversation with my son.
No, because
I'm like, I don't want to talk about men with you.
Mm-mm. I think it would be, and I don't want to talk about men with him either. Although I guess I would be forced to if that were the circumstance.
Sure, the hell would.
I'd have to have the conversation with him because I wouldn't want him to feel like he couldn't talk to one of us about
right.
it. But, like, I feel like it's safe for us to have hopes.
Mm-hmm.
It's even okay for us to have expectations. We just need to temper them. Because mm-hmm. in the event, and this goes with everything with the child, sexuality aside, anything that they come to us with, we need to be able to be like, all right, let's be able to sit down and talk about it. And you guys know this as men. I had a woman tell me when I was pregnant and I knew I was having a boy. She said, no matter what that boy tells you, always keep a straight face. She said, because the moment you react like extra, he'll be like, I'll never be able to tell mommy anything ever again. She's like, I've had my son come to me and tell me sexual situations way before I was ready to hear it.
Wow.
She said, but because I would respond like, okay. And she said, inside, I was just like, what the fuck? But on the outside, I was just like, all right, honey, okay. So what else happened? And he would continue to be open with me. She said, and so that has made us have this really good, open relationship. He doesn't feel like he can hide. He doesn't feel like he needs to hide things from me. She said, but the moment you start, like, nutting up, like, oh, my God, they'll never talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I agree. And you know what's funny that you say that? For me, that's like my dad.
Okay.
I couldn't talk to my dad about anything sexual. It was...
That's my mom.
It was always like, well, you know, you got to wait till you get married, yes. and this is what it is. And
we have the Church of Christ background, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
See, same thing. Same thing.
But my mom was like, look, I don't want no fucking grandkids. Whatever that looks like for you.
make that work.
Make that happen. So... But, you know, I've gotten older. You know, my mom, I went through, you know, man whore phase, if lack of a better word. And she was like, you know, as long as you protect yourself, man, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, you wrong for that, for doing her like that. And I'm like, look, this is one thing I have learned. I meet a young lady. I put it out there. This is your moment. When our moment is over, I will leave or you will leave. And we'll go from there. And that's it. It's about moments.
Yeah.
We're two grown adults, because that's how ours is. Like, yeah. Look, I'm an adult, you an adult. We're going to come at it like that. I'm not forcing myself on you or none of that. I'm like, hey, are you, this is what's up. Do you with it? Yeah, no? Okay. Well, I cool. I understand. All right. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, look, let me ask you guys this, because I have said this on a couple of different podcasts, and it's interesting. A recent podcast, I heard some sisters bring this point up. I think it was Black Astronauts Podcast, Ladies Launch. I have said that I feel like historically one of the difficulties women have had in dating is that we, and mind you, I'm saying dating, not fucking. Mm-hmm. That's what dating, my definition of dating might look different from other people's definition of dating. Dating means we're going out and getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. I feel like historically women have a tendency to get fixated on one guy and date that man exclusively before exclusivity is actually proposed. Mm. Meanwhile, the man might be dating several women. Mm-hmm. And when the woman finds out that he's seeing other people, mm-hmm. and he might be with some of them, following my definition of dating, some of them sleeping with, mm-hmm. she immediately gets her feelings hurt because she's only been seeing him. And because she's only been seeing him, has allowed herself to get emotionally wrapped up in just him. And I said, we would be much better off if we dated more than one man at a time. I'm not saying sleep with a whole bunch of different men. I mean, you do you. Get it how you live. But be open to, like, if several men want to take you out, there's nothing wrong with going out with different men. Now, you might choose one to be your bed buddy. Like, hey, I like all three of these guys, but this one I like a little bit more than the rest. So I might actually, you know, give him some cookie or whatever. And the others, you know, you can press your luck. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But still be honest. Like, you know, okay, so yeah, we slept together. But until we have a conversation that this means something, we're still, you know, just dating. What do you guys think about that? And if and when you have daughters, how would you advise your daughters to get down? Because here's the thing. Don't set your daughters up to get dogged. I'm going to just say that.
Yeah.
So what kind of game would you put your daughters on to keep them at the point where they are not getting dogged? They're dating smart.
I'm going to go a little personal.
Okay.
Chanel and I were dating, and I did have a side piece prior. You know, it was just the lonely nights, you know. Brothers got needs, right, brother?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so and it was crazy how she found out. The other girl actually called me when, because Chanel and I had just started talking, really hanging out. Mm-hmm. And the girl calls me while I'm at Chanel's house,
of course,
and she was like, hey, what are you doing? I'm horny, what's up? And I was like, I'm about to call you back. She's like, look, Chanel hold everything. She's like, who is that? And she didn't know. I had to explain to her. I was like, look, you know, this is before you. And, you know, once Chanel, I configured that this is going to be serious, mm-hmm. I let the other chick go. I did let her go.
Okay.
But in regards to the daughter thing, it's, you know, you have to let them know. Like, look, be real. If you're looking just to get the guts beat up, be honest with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure, number one, that you make him protect
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't about him protecting him. Make sure he protects you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the one that I care about.
Mm-hmm.
I can give fuck less about him. I'm going to go ahead and say it like that. That's not my problem. You know, as long as at the end of the day, you're not carrying an unwanted child or an STD or something that can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a high sex drive because of daddy, and daddy has a high sex drive, you might as well go ahead and just do what you're going to do. I can't be mad at you for doing what I used to do.
Right.
It's just, you're a female version of me.
Right.
I can't put a woman down for that.
So if you guys went, when you guys were single and you dated women and you found out that the woman who you were seeing was seeing other people, it's not that she didn't like you, but she just kept her options open.
Mm-hmm.
Did that change the way you felt about, would that change the way you feel about a woman?
No, it could. And I will say, mm-hmm. I don't like, then because my mom's has done it and just tells, because like, yo, I've dated multiple guys at the same time. I'm okay with it. I'm like, mm-hmm. yes, like if you are ready to, you know, like, all right, I want to be exclusive with this one person and
there it is.
Date this person exclusively and see what's up. Then that's cool. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, Casey and I went through that too.
you we had the same thing.
Story. I'm not going all through it. But it was one of them where it was like,
Blackest family, if y'all would have saw her face, that was good. Because she went there for a moment.
Just flashback
right.
to you.
But it was one of them, you're like, all right, I'm exclusive now. I got to cut the bras off. And if, you know, if a woman is like, yeah, I'm seeing other guys at the same time, you know, she's just like, hey, we just dating, we just getting to know each other, then that's what's up. And if I ask her, is she sleeping with somebody else? She said, that's none of my business. She's right. That ain't none of my damn business.
Not if she's not yours.
Mm-mm. Right. And she's like, I ain't asking you about your shit. And I could be like, touche.
Yeah. Chris has always been the consummate gentleman. So his thing was protecting feelings.
Oh, yeah. And it's by
everybody.
And it's for respect. I'm like, yeah, as a woman and for my daughter, like, look, don't be stuck on one dude. You know, make sure you choose the right one. You know, it's okay to date multiple guys. If you tell a guy you dating multiple people and he says, oh, you a hoe, I ain't dealing with you, then tell that nigga kick rocks. For me, I'd be like, mm-hmm. we'll just be like, all right, nigga, peace. Then fine. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. It was nice spending time with you. Good luck.
There it is.
And that's it. And then you just keep doing you. Like, oh, well, he ain't the one. So you just figure that shit out early on. Less to deal with you good. But yeah, like you said, just, you know, be protective.
That's it.
You know, just understand, like, look, the world is going to treat you that if you are sleeping with two men within a year, you know, you're a whore. I don't know what the okay is. It's like, mm-hmm. Chris Rock, two?
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I mean, as long as you being safe, you know, you strap up because you the one who gonna get pregnant.
Exactly.
He can
beat feet.
He can leave. You know, you've probably at this age, you've probably seen examples. You have friends who father is not there. You should know, like, this can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just be safe. And make sure he respect you. Don't let him pressure you. If he just like, well, you know, I really like you, and then it's supposed to happen. You like, I don't want to do it. So, mm-hmm. no, nigga.
That's it. And at the end of the day, make sure you get yours too.
Yes.
Don't let that nigga shortchange you. Damn that.
No.
Don't let that motherfucker shortchange you.
Yeah. No. That's why I said what. I feel women should keep their options open. I'm definitely not advocating sleeping with a whole bunch of men at once because I do know that that double standard exists.
Yeah.
And if you get caught sleeping with different men, the men are going to think some kind of way about you. But if you're in the market and you're just dating and, like, you know, you're taking suitors,
and you have
I think it's totally acceptable to date more than one person until either a proposition of exclusivity is presented to you that you want to accept,
mm-hmm.
or you find somebody who you like, you know what, I want to give this person that personal time and cut everybody
else
off.
To do that. And mm-hmm. yeah, for the sex piece, I mean, it's
what'd you say?
Don't be turning down no free meals.
No,
sorry.
Damn. Well,
I ain't mad
to be known.
I ain't mad at that. Mm-mm. Look, I'm just like, as long as you okay with it as a woman, because sometimes I feel like, I don't know if it's biological, some women would seem to be more likely to be attached when it comes to sex. I don't know if that's true in all cases. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like, if you can sleep with multiple guys and it's not a problem for you,
mm-hmm.
then if that's what you want to do, then go ahead.
That's your business.
Because I'm like, look, guys can front all they want. There's some dudes who will get turned out by some good pussy. They will say, like, oh, I ain't catching fish. I've seen it. Sisters know it. When you seen it, do you like, damn, and you whipped, huh?
Guilty.
Damn.
Been there. She was 43 years old. Put the Kegels on me.
It happens. I mean, it's the reason why guys will lie and cheat and all that stuff.
Ooh, clutch the pearls.
So he has a memory, he has a flashback.
It get like that. I mean, it's the reason why guys chase that. It's a reason.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey, it's good. It's the reason why.
Because it feels good.
It's the reason why we play them games. It's the reason why we trick y'all into thinking that, like, hey, oh, why y'all won't give it up to me? I don't want you if you're not going to give it up and you just take the bait like a dummy. I'm like, okay, he must like me. Then if I don't give it to him, he not gonna like me. And you just fall into it like a stupid ass. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, like we likes it. That's why we say y'all control everything, because we want it. You have the option to say yes or no. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's some dumbasses out there. Darren Sharper, who we're going to get into a couple days on the Sports Happy Hour, who just like, oh, you said no, I don't care, I'm taking it. Most guys are like, all right, I'll find somebody else.
We'll make sex happen. You guys make the relationships happen, though.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, I could agree with that statement. Mm-hmm. Because sexually, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to give us what we need, what we want, mm-hmm. what we desire.
Right.
But as far as the relationship, a man has to set the standards on that.
He mm-hmm. has to say he's committed to
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A woman is always ready to commit most of the time. If a woman likes a man and he's down for, let me not say that, let me not be so damn general, but a lot of women, you find a man who's good to you and who makes you feel good, you know, mm-hmm. and who you feel you can trust. You're ready to go ahead and make a commitment a lot of the time. Sure are. Mm-hmm. You know, but if he ain't willing to commit, you don't have shit. You have nothing.
No, and that's women. Some women got to peep that and like, look, he's not giving you the commitment you're looking for. You need to speak up and say like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, that's not working.
Do you really want to do it? And if he's giving you the, I don't know, then at some point you
don't
have,
know either.
Yeah, you have to make the decision. Are you just going to stay in this space until he gives you the answer you want, which could be never? Mm-hmm. Or are you like, all right, well, you didn't say nothing, yeah. So
I'm going to
go try.
Along. A man will string along available pussy forever.
Yep. mm-hmm. Yep.
You could be that middle of the night call for mm-hmm.
And it seemed like the kid thing don't matter, because I ain't going to lie. I always thought, like, God, if I was single, it would seem to be real hard, because you were like, all right, you got a kid. Not only do I have to deal with you and your son, because now I got to deal with your child, I can't just call you whenever the hell mm-hmm. to get some, because you're like, oh, yeah, you got your that. Child. But
you
I mean,
respect for the kid.
You seen that a lot of women who just be having like multiple files, like, you don't care. Like, really? I would think it would be harder to get with you because you got a kid, but clearly not. You just,
that's
like,
how it was for me and Chanel.
Seed it up.
That's how it was.
What yeah.
You mean? You know, not to get too personal, it took a long time because my oldest son, he's not my biological son. I've always said that. Mm-hmm. I'm actually trying to adopt him now. We're trying to go through the process.
Okay.
But when I first met Chanel, my oldest was 8 months old. Mm-hmm. And they were a package deal. Mm-hmm. So it was, you respect me and him, or it's nothing at all.
Right.
There's no late night creeping. There's none of that. Mm-hmm. It was damn. And I think part of me married Chanel because, well, I mean, I love her dearly. And part of me was like, you're probably the first chick that I haven't jumped off within the first 2 weeks. Mm. You know, and that said a lot to me. I was like, damn, dog, like mm-hmm. you still here?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I was like, shit, I'm in love with this motherfucker.
Might as well go on and do it.
Go ahead and do it. All right, damn.
Yeah, that's how it happens. It's always something.
We just got together like so that. Young. We didn't have, that's so funny.
We didn't get the post-college fun. The early 20s of just getting out and doing things.
We were getting out and doing things with each other.
Yeah.
We were our post-college fun.
Mm-hmm. Also, what's up?
Chris came back with a black man fresh off of a black college single man's mentality, thus the face I was making about his other piece. Like, yeah.
It was hard coming off that. I mean, I came front.
Yeah.
Like you were talking about your mom, like, I had a period where, mm-hmm. I had the period where both my parents, when I went to college, it was like, basically like, we don't want no grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Please use some condoms. Mm-hmm. I had this talk beforehand, but then I was like, okay, I understand
reiterate
what you are saying. I get it. I don't want no kids neither. And I remember with mothers, I had a teacher when I was really into this chick, and it just didn't work out. And I don't know why I went to my mom. I just called my mom. This is like, I'm my feelings are hurt. I really like this girl. I liked her more than she liked me. And my mom was like, it's all right. It happens. And mm-hmm. you know, all that. And then I was like, wow, okay. I hadn't had a discussion like that really with my mom. And I was like, oh, this is cool, man. Mom's cool. And after that, it was just like, okay, I'm hoeing now. I was like, you know what? Yeah, she right. Okay. Forget all that. I spent this time. All right, these next 2 years, yeah, I ain't trying to get with nobody. Mm. Let me just have some damn fun.
There you go. Mm. All right. That's part of me in the military. I've already told Chanel that if a little Australian kid comes up, just bring him on in the house. Because it was...
I was getting it in.
Australia was... ugly. Ugly.
Oh, my goodness.
I woke up butt naked with one sock on.
That's a good night. That's a good night.
You know, I mean, that picture that was going on Twitter with them dude. It was a dude who was, they were like on some bench.
Oh, yeah.
That was naked. And it was girl. Like, girl, and it was like, damn.
That was me.
What was that? The boomerang. Like, oh, wow. Coming out the bathroom. Like, yeah.
That was me. Like, that was me in Sydney, Australia. Perth, Australia, and Darwin, Australia. The military does some bad things to a man. But yeah, daughters, loving them, as long as they...
Don't get pregnant.
That's all I care about. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to love the kid, you know, that you're my baby, that's going to be my baby too, but if you can avoid it...
Man...
That's it. Just avoid it. That's all I'm saying.
My grandmother put a nice little dent in my sex life because her thing about pregnancy was to explain to us the details of childbirth.
I saw the video.
Yeah, but my granny's explanation was 10 times worse than the actual experience. So you're listening to her and you're like, okay, this is granny. She wouldn't lie to me, of course. She's telling me what actually happens. She made it sound so horrible. That you just want to clam up. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do anything now. Like, you got me really freaked out. And she made it seem like, you know, like pregnancy is instantaneous. Like, as soon as you get near the penis,
damn,
you about to be knocked up.
Like osmosis?
Right. Like, it's just like if it gets even near the vagina, just a little bit. She was like, baby, she was like, just all you got to do is get close. This is what my granny would say. Get close enough to know that it's there and then push back.
Yes. I love her.
That was an
awesome detail right there.
That's great. You know what's always scary about that? Because you know it's a lot of parents who do that. It's scary because I guess they assume that at some point, as an adult, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And everything that you told them, I guess, is just going to be, oh, well, they're not going to really think about that. But I mean, there's no like... explanation for that. And then there's kids I'm sure who would take that and not have sex at all. Ever. And then you can't be like, why don't you give me no grand? Because I'm like, because you done scared me to death when I was 8.
Yeah.
Now I don't want sex at all.
And see, I knew waiting until marriage was probably not the most realistic thing for me, even though that's what I was taught. But it made me very granny's teaching. Because my mother didn't really talk to me about sex at all. We didn't really have conversations about sex until after I was married. And even then, we didn't talk about it. She was more comfortable having conversations with me of a sexual nature once Eli was born. Mm. Like, that really just brought everything home. Like, okay, now I know for a fact my daughter does this.
Yes. Yes.
But my mommy's just, that's not her. That's not the conversation she was trying to have with me. Mm-hmm. And so granny just made it her job to be the one to tell us
about the birds and the bees,
what was going on. But it was just straight up like, just, you don't want to get pregnant. She's like, oh, baby, it's the most painful thing you've ever experienced. See, you have two bones down there that's not supposed to crack. And they crack. That's the first thing that happened. And then, like, I remember her, I'm like, there's two bones that are not supposed to crack, and then they crack. What?
That sounds painful as hell.
She made it seem like it was horrible. And so, for me, I just was really selective about who I got down
with. That's in a sense what you just want. For both sexes.
Yeah.
It won't be,
yeah.
You know, really, I don't want my, selective. You know, I don't want my, I wouldn't want my daughter to just be like, I'm scared and I'm not going to just open up at all. But I don't want my son to be a damn hoe.
Like, you can't just please
don't do that. You may want to, but nah, bro, it's some crazies out here. You might regret it after you get in it. You just be selective. You can get as much as you want. Just
little meringue pie. You fucking little meringue pie. Crazy ass.
And then people do like what you guys were saying. People get crazy because I've had situations where, you know, after you sleep with somebody and then they fucking lose their mind. Mm-hmm. And then they're popping up to your house.
Had my car keyed.
I had people show up to my house unannounced. Or I had one dude, all of a sudden, everywhere I would go, he would be there. And I'm like, wait. Like, there's no way you're just randomly showing up at the drugstore when I'm there, and then I'm at the grocery store and you're there too, and then I'm in the mall. What? Are you following me? Mm-hmm. Like, this is a problem.
Reading my emails. What are we doing?
Right. Getting my family, calling my cousin looking for me. What? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's why you got
I never had nothing that bad. I just had my car key, which was fine. I wasn't there. No. So.
Yeah, I had a couple of stalkers. I'm like, ooh, okay. This I need to be real. Bad. Selective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Selective. I don't know what it is with these people with this, you know, I'm just going to team leave it in. I keep on team leave it in. Just
hell no.
Leave it in. I'm like.
Laughing at that earlier today.
We'll be getting on this later.
Team leave it in.
That's what I mean. Don't all
I heard team. About that. What was, God, what did I hear about that at?
I've been doing that since when have I been saying this? Oh, since D-Wade.
Oh, Gabrielle Union.
Yeah. Every time I hear a new athlete, I'm like, will you stop? Stop.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. Is
like,
it even?
Not, look, I've heard podcasts. I've heard people who are just like, why the hell would he do that? And then you see the girl, you're like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I see why you did it. I'm like, I've heard, who was it? Shout out to Casino. He said, but the whole Dwayne Wade, when he got that chick pregnant, he was like, why the hell? And he was like, oh, then I seen the picture of the chick. And I'm like, I see why you left it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, she can get all in her damn face. I don't give a fuck. No. And then the fact that so many of these chicks want, oh, she a stripper.
That's even worse.
She a bartender.
No disrespect to the strippers, but. Like, let's be honest here.
Now your mama,
you get thrown dick all the time.
It's a crapshoot.
You a ball boy. You get balls all the time. Like you get offered.
Who's parenting your child? Mm-hmm. Who's raising your child?
You got to be selective, man. Like
I don't want nothing to do. I don't want nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Nope. And especially if you know, I can be doing like, man, you're gonna be taking care of yourself. You're gonna be doing right. There are some women out there who will not give a fuck. They were like, they're like, oh shit, I got seated up. Cha-ching, I'm good. Yeah. I ain't got to do nothing because I'm just going to go to court.
Child support, guarantee. Man.
Yep. And guess how much your child getting of it? Probably not all of it.
Half.
You know?
He get half.
And then they just dip and all of a sudden now you got this other kid. You got three other ones you ain't seen. I already heard the shit with Dwight Howard. I'm like, are you spending any time with these children? Because I'll at least give it to, from what I know from Shaq. Shaq spent some damn time with all his damn children. Mm-hmm. I do know that. Mm-hmm. I don't think most.
They still live with him, don't they? Don't they live with him?
Some live with him, but I think he seems like he would. Now, I could be wrong, but I know he's got a lot of them. But
yeah, he's definitely team leave it in.
Right. But he seems like he at least take it, and at least seems to want to be a part of their life. You know, I know a lot of these guys ain't like that. They just like, oh, here's some money and leave me alone.
As if that answers everything.
And it does not at all.
Because everybody wants time. You hear that from kids who parents are never, even the parents who are there and are never there. They're just like, well, I gave you everything. They're like, well, you didn't give me no time.
Right.
And that's what I learned. So by the time I had a son, I was like, he's getting all my damn time. If something's going on. He's at a sporting event or something. He wants me to be there. I'm going to be there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I need you to know, like, look, I can't give you everything that I would like to give you, but you're going to know that I'm there. I care about the things that's going on in your life. Mm-hmm. And you may not have a car when you're 15 and you get your license, you know, and money up to your butt. But, you know,
just
I'm
know
here
I'm here
for
you.
You.
And I'll ride for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that means my son's so much gonna more.
Know.
It means so much more.
It does. It does. Yeah.
All right. Well, we thank you for listening to this cornucopia of conversation here at the Black Is Roundtable. You can find us at blackisonline.com, on Twitter at Black Is Online, on Facebook at Black Is Magazine. And KJ, tell the people where they can find you, please.
You can Google Welcome to the Village. That's welcome, number two, the village, all one word. You can hit me up on Twitter at Enlighten My Mind. We have a website, welcometothevillage.com, all that good stuff. Just hit us up, man. Hit me up. I'll tell you where to go. Check our old shows out, Stitcher, iTunes, all that good stuff. Just hit us up, man. And I appreciate y'all once again, because like I tell everybody, this was it. I've made podcast heaven now. I'm on the Black Is podcast. Look, I'm good.
Got to see the background.
That's it, man. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
You in the Black Is compound.
Yeah. That's it.
And you are always welcome at the
Oh, I appreciate course, it. I can't wait for y'all to come down to San Diego.
Oh, we're coming.
I'm going to lock y'all in the garage and we're just going to go at it for like a whole damn day. Like, let's all right, let's it. Just go. That's I got all these topics. Pick your first one. Let's go.
Let's do up. It.
Yep.
We'd be down for sure. All right, y'all.
All right.
Peace.